Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy show this time, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about taking the first step in your land career. I'm extremely confident we're going to approach this totally differently.
You think?
Yep.
Okay.
I think we're going to reverse roles here.
Oh.
I think I'm going to be inspiration and you're going to be information.
That'll be funny. I'd like to see this. This will be good. Or hear this. I'm excited.
Well, let's start. Let's just take the question.
We'll All right. Answer it.
Let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Nate wrote, "Hey team, new guy here. I'm trying to focus on a specific zip code when I search in RealQuest. I go to custom search, I plug in the desired zip code, input my criteria, and it still gives me the entire county, I think. Is there a better way? Thanks, Nate."
Yes, Nate, there's a much better way. As a Land Academy member, use DataTree.
And thanks for playing.
Here's the deal. And a lot of people...
Let's back up. We have all three, by the way, just so you know. Land Academy members here, you are so lucky. You have full nationwide access to RealQuest Pro, yay. DataTree, yay. And
Title Pro.
Title Pro 24/7, which is Agent Pro 24/7 on steroids.
Yeah, so RealQuest, there are a lot of people respond to this in Land Investors. RealQuest is very finicky. It always has been. And for years and years and years, it was the only option. And then Title Pro came out, which is a pretty dramatic improvement over RealQuest. They're very different, all three of them. Mm-hmm. And then DataTree came out, and very recently, probably within the last 18 months, maybe-ish, or let's say we were made aware of it then.
Yeah.
They all have different, they're different, so why do you have all three? Because they have different cool things. Title Pro is very title-driven and report-driven and geography search-based. RealQuest, up until recently, in my opinion, and in still some cases, is better for rural vacant land. But DataTree, I think, once you get in there, with very few exceptions, is probably better for what we do for sending mail out, for specifically sending mail out, than the other two. But it'd be crazy not to have the other two.
Mm-hmm.
When you can have them all and horse around with them.
Oh, yeah.
For focusing on zip code searches for land and houses, DataTree's not, there's nothing better than DataTree.
When you get into, right, you for like different zoning purposes and things like that and the assessed value, I know you like RealQuest Pro. And then for me personally, for my due diligence, I use Title Pro. Yeah. But there's a little something great about all three of them. If you don't have them all, you might be missing something. And then you throw ParcelFact in there and you're like, woohoo.
The source of the data for all three are the separate county assessors. So, and then, but DataTree's got pulling from a different set of APIs. So they've got foreclosure data and a bunch of just other data sets for, they've got, you can pull your owner's credit scores, some crazy stuff that's meant for lenders. So, and it's only getting better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they continue to get better. Yeah. Lien reports.
That's a good one for RealQuest Pro. They're really pushing that right now.
The further that you get into this, this is a perfect time. This is what this is about, taking the first step in your land career. You know, there's a lot of people that come to us. I watch it go through customer service. Like, am I too late to the game?
Uh-huh.
You guys capped it at 500. I know there's a waiting list. You know, I missed it.
Right.
Are we
in the meat of the show right now?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Oh, no. Today's topic, taking your first step in your land career. This is the meat of the show.
No. I didn't want to mess up your train of thought, but I wanted to make sure that we're just like, because you're starting in the show and I want to make it known to the planet. This is good.
Well, you accomplished messing up my stream of thought.
I did. Well.
It helps to be pretty, Jill.
What about this?
Wow, the camera's turned off.
Uh-huh.
She should see that stuff she does.
Uh-huh. I wasn't pointing to my eyes. And that's the other way to make you lose your train of thought.
What's the value of this is the value of,
see, if we do audio, the camera turned on. I can flash you.
I know.
That's great.
Wow.
Go ahead.
The first step in your land career, is probably having a conversation with yourself. The first step in my land career was completely and entirely derived from my disgust for doing real estate transactions in a commercial real estate environment in the early 90s.
My first step in my land career was meeting you and being a fly on the wall a little bit and wrapping my head around what you were doing. Going, oh, which is a lot of people, I think, that are in Land Academy. I know there's a lot of people in Land Academy that have been trying to do things with real estate, and I've talked to these people. And they're like, there's got to be something better, there's got to be something better. And then when they come along with, wait a minute, you guys can put a lot less money in and get rolling and do all this stuff, you know, and then look at where we are now, it attracts a lot of people.
You know, I think that, yes, that's a great point, Jill. I think maybe a lot of people's first step in their career is listening to us, listening to the show and getting exposed to this some way. Or maybe some of the other people that offer education out there, and then they find us and realize that we're, you know, that it all came from us anyway. So, but I really do think you have to, there has to be some type of personal call to action for you to say, you know, land is just better and it's easier. You know, I'm tired of selling, you know, there'd be people come to us where I'm tired of it being an accountant, but I'm a damn good accountant. I can, you know, let me try a shot at land. I'm a commercial real estate agent, but I don't like it anymore. Maybe I'll do the land thing over here. Real estate, regular real estate agent. You know, I was buying and selling long-term care facilities, both in a corporate environment and, you know, from my coffee table. And I personally couldn't take how complicated the transactions were anymore. So that was my first step. But it all starts with looking in the mirror and just being, trying to solve some problem because you're just disgusted with the whole thing.
You know, you touched on something that was right. One of the things you said, you have to, people that are in this maybe and looking for a better product type, I think to piggyback on that, first step in land career could be forget everything you think you know about land.
That's for sure.
That's where I find people getting hung up. A lot of people, and they still, I've talked to so many, I know you have too, successful brokers and other investors, and they poo-poo land. They can't get it. They can't wrap their heads around the fact that I don't have to put in roads or infrastructure or subdivide it to make it worth more. They all think that there's more to it, and you just buy it right.
Yeah. I had a conversation a really long time ago after a deal was done, and it was a land deal for a long-term care environment for an assisted living facility that I put together. I brought the landowner, you know, it's classic early 90s transaction. I brought the landowner together. I was the agent on the deal. I got paid. I brought the developer in, and I brought the end-use operator. There was actually a landlord and then an end-use operator, and we all signed the deal, and everybody sat there and said, when it was all signed and I got paid up front, they said there are only two people that are going to make any money on this real estate deal at all, the agent, which is me back then, and the land person. And I looked at what the land person, because we all could see what that basis was, and it was like millions and millions of dollars. So it must have planted a seed back then about land and buying and reselling land. It's not simple, but it's like not hard.
Mm-mm. I kind of look at us like an elite group, because of people don't get it, and I'm fine with that. I'm like, that's great. You go over there and fight over those properties, and you know, you all keep one-upping each other and trying to outbid each other for that. Whatever you're trying to do, not my thing. I'm happy over here. There's a lot of land. There's a lot of counties. There's not a lot of us.
Let's face it, it's not a super sexy business. It's just land.
That's always been my thing. I was like, you know what? Fine. You could call it not sexy, but my argument is, hey, my bank account's pretty sexy.
So is your car that you drive.
Thank you.
All that stuff.
Thank you.
So it's not just not sexy. It's very, I think another part or another portion of the first step that you have to take is to really look at yourself and assess who you are and what you like to do and what your strengths and weaknesses are and what you're good at. You know, I happen to be good at data, and I happen to understand Excel just as a second nature. I'm not the, I don't think I'm the best salesperson in the world, but I think I can get through it. So those are skill sets that are conducive to this career. You happen to be the best salesperson I've ever seen, so that's conducive to this career.
Thanks.
But if it's strong, if data is a struggle, and making decisions that are data based, or if you're coming to, into this, you want to do this just for the money. I know I probably sound like your father. This is not. It's not what this
There's
is.
Work.
There's a lot of work involved. It's an intense, brainy, math-driven,
systems-based.
You want to? You know, I wake up in the morning and I try to make everything more efficient. That's just that's just how I am, and in every part of my life, probably drives Jill and my family crazy.
Yes.
So
you've outsourced just about everything that you can. Yeah. I won't let you outsource that.
So you know that's. Those are the conversations you need to have with yourself and the people in your life. Like, because we had people in our group that just fell right into this.
True.
It was a logical extension of their already existing personality.
Correct.
And just raced to the top.
Well, what's great is, especially for House Academy, a lot of people that were already had successful companies flipping, they needed a better way to find properties. And this solved it for them.
Yeah. So the real estate itself, I've said this, Jill and I just had a pretty large, we went to a large dinner gathering, and it was all real estate people there, and they were all from different parts of real estate. And I, you know, when it got to be my turn, because we were all talking, we were kind of venting. I said, you guys are all making one critical error, every single one of you, actually. You're all focusing on the real estate itself, and it's not about real estate at all. It's about data. And it's about getting these transactions done, whatever capacity you're in, whether it's commercial, residential, or land, really efficiently without the use or involvement of people that suck, i.e. real estate agents.
And some a lot of them were agents.
Some of them whom are sitting at this table. And, you know, it got a great... Real estate agents, I have to say, very rarely do I say sentences like that in front of a room of real estate agents where they all say, what are you talking about? Real estate agents are the greatest people and most, they're full of integrity. They earn every penny. They never defend themselves.
They're generous.
Yeah.
They say, they no, you take that buyer. You found him.
They're not competitive with each other. Yeah, they never do.
Yeah, exactly.
No, they all just laughed and said, oh my gosh, you're right.
You're right.
Most of them said, continue. I'd like to hear, you know, how you get a deal done without a real estate agent. And these are very
smart,
wealthy people.
Yeah.
People that are showing us pictures of their airplanes on their phones and stuff.
Correct.
So it's not like they haven't made it work for them. It's just they're still doing it the old way.
Right.
They're not data people and probably never will be.
It's amazing how much more successful they could be.
Yeah.
That's the crazy part. Happy you could join us today. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show. Every Tuesday and Thursday, we are next door on the House Academy Show.
Next week, join us for another interesting episode on the Land Academy Show.
So, how you liking this audio? You're a little confused now.
No, I'm not confused.
Oh, okay.
I was waiting for you.
Oh, me? Okay. It's Friday. Yay!
We're trying a little something new with the audio only. So...
We'll see how it goes.
Let us know. Come back.
Yeah. Let us know. Actually, we would like to know. So please let us know if you like this or if you hate it or we sound weird or lost or something. I don't know.
It all started with us in front of microphones just like this. Our numbers, who listens to the show is dramatically, it's a much, much larger audience than who watches it.
True.
So we have other products that are better watched, I think.
Exactly. The Land Academy Show remains commercial-free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching or wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.